Isn't it wild how much information is out there these days? I swear, every time I look at my phone, it's like a fire hose of articles and videos and social media.
And it's not even just the amount, right? It's
Yeah.
like this pressure to keep up with it all.
Right. Like we're supposed to be learning every single thing all the time. Who actually has time for that?
Exactly.
But what if there was like a hack? What if there was a way to learn more effectively? That's what we're going to dig into today, using something a lot of us already use, audio.
I have to admit, when I first heard about this, I wasn't so sure. I mean, yeah, I love a good podcast,
Right.
but actually learning something.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Podcasts are for true crime and history and like, oh, you know that podcast I listened to about coding?
Sure. But we're talking about something different here, like actually using audio, not just podcasts, but voice notes too, as a way to learn stuff. And the really cool part is the science behind it.
Okay, now I'm interested. Lay it on me. What makes learning with audio so different?
So think about it. When you read something, you're using one part of your brain. But when you listen, different parts get involved, and that makes it stick.
So instead of just seeing words on a page, audio is more like, I don't know, a fuller experience.
Yes. And it lets you multitask, which, let's be honest, who has time to sit and read for hours?
No one I know.
Right. Audio means you can learn while you walk the dog or do the dishes.
Game changer. So you're telling me if I listen to a podcast about, say, ancient Rome while I fold laundry, I might actually remember something.
Exactly. And it gets even better when you use your own voice, like recording voice notes. It's like you're teaching it to yourself.
Makes sense. Okay, so we know that audio can be a really powerful way to learn, but where does this sound branch thing come in? It's not just about pressing record on your phone, right?
Right. Remember that overwhelmed feeling we talked about with too much information? SoundBranch helps with that. It's made to turn audio into like a learning library, not just a mess of recordings.
So less like my voice memos app after a meeting and more like, I don't know, a beautifully organized library.
Yes. And one of the best things, you can make playlists about anything. Work stuff, history, you name it.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. But before we get too into the weeds with sound launch, let's zoom out for a sec. What about learning things that aren't just facts? Can audio help with that too? I mean, it's easy to see how audio learning works for factual subjects like history or science. But what about things that are more hands-on? Can you really learn to play guitar or bake a souffle just from listening?
That's a really good point. And yeah, some things need you to actually see what's going on, but audio can still be a huge help. Imagine you're trying to learn a new recipe. You could have a podcast on in the background with a chef talking about techniques.
Like having a personal cooking instructor right there with you.
Right. And don't forget about the power of repetition. With audio, you could go over something as many times as you need. Stuck in traffic. Listen to that lecture again, waiting for a friend. Pop in your headphones and brush up on something.
Turning those little breaks in the day into learning opportunities.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes a platform like SoundBranch so useful. It gives you a way to organize and access all that audio knowledge.
Okay, let's get back to SoundBranch and some of its features. You mentioned playlists, which seem pretty simple, but I'm curious about this timeline feature. It sounds almost like you're creating your own audio study guide.
You got it. It's like, imagine taking notes. But instead of writing them down, you speak them out loud. Each note is a separate audio clip, and you can tag it with different categories.
So instead of having a notebook full of scribbles, I'd have a library of audio notes,
Right.
and I could actually find what I'm looking for.
It's exactly. Let's say you're learning about World War II. You could create a timeline with voice notes for all the major battles, tagged by year and key people. Then, if you want to review the Battle of Midway, just search Midway, and there it is.
Wow, that's seriously cool. It's like having a personalized audio encyclopedia in your pocket.
And it gets even better. SoundBranch also lets you change the playback speed so you can listen at your own pace.
So helpful, especially for those of us who tend to zone out sometimes. Okay, so playlist for organizing, the timeline feature for searchable notes, anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's this feature called SoundBytes.
Right.
You can use it to clip and save specific parts of longer audio files. So, say you're listening to a podcast and they mention an interesting study. You can just highlight that section, make a soundbite, and tag it with keywords.
So basically, highlighting for audio.
Exactly. It's a great way to remember key takeaways.
This all sounds super useful, but I'm thinking about people who might be new to this. How do you actually start using something like SoundBranch in your everyday life?
That's the cool part. There's no one right way to use it. Some people might use it mainly for school, making audio notes from textbooks or lectures. Others might use it to learn new skills, like coding or graphic design. Some people even use it for personal growth, listening to podcasts about mindfulness or whatever.
So it's all about finding what works best for you. Just be open to trying things out. You know, it's funny, I feel like we talk about podcasts a lot, but not everyone is as obsessed with them as I am. So for anyone who's new to this whole podcasting thing, let's back up for a second and explain what exactly a podcast is. It's kind of like a radio show, but you get to pick exactly what you want to listen to. And you can listen anytime you want.
Yeah, and they're podcasts about pretty much everything. History, science, true crime, even knitting.
It's true. I found this one podcast about, get this, the history of dental floss.
Say, you never know what you'll find. So if you're just getting into podcasts, a good place to start is think about what you're interested in. What do you want to learn more about? Then you can start looking for podcasts that cover those topics.
And the great thing about platforms like SoundBranches, you can combine podcasts with your own notes and create your own custom learning experience.
Exactly. It's about making learning work for you.
Okay, I have to ask. If you could make your own personalized audio learning experience about anything at all, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Let me think. I'm really into astronomy, so maybe a timeline of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the Big Bang, I could listen to experts talk about different eras, hear sounds from space, maybe even record my own notes as I learn. That would be so cool.
That's a really good one. I think I'd want a playlist of all the things I wish I learned in school but didn't, like philosophy or how to code or maybe how to play the drums. So many possibilities. That's something we want all of you listening to think about, too. What are you curious about? What do you want to learn? Maybe it's time to give audio learning a try. And if you do check out SoundBranch, let us know what you think. We're always looking for new ways to learn and grow. Until next time, keep those ears open and those minds engaged.